That's right. The boys are back in town, and this is year 9 of the symposium. I am your host, Carlson. So let's head right into the men's room for the news. All right, Poker lost one of the great ones this week in Amarillo Slim. He was one of the founding fathers, I guess you could say, of the World Series of Poker. Him and Doyle Brunson were at the first World Series of Poker before there was corporate sponsors or anything else. He was considered to be one of the greats in this game, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to him in the fact that he is one of the guys that started professional poker. You will be missed. In the second little news story that I have here, we have a green light on a sequel to a movie. That's right, they're going to make a sequel to Top Gun. And Tom Cruise has said that he's in. From what I've heard, they do not have a script yet, but there is a sequel in the works for Top Gun. So that is all the news I have this week from the men's room. And now for the year that was 2003. Alrighty, in 2003, Nebraska went to the Alamo Bowl and played Michigan State, and they beat them 17-3. On TV, MythBusters made its first debut, along with The Chappelle Show and Reno 911. In the movies, American Wedding came out. The Hulk, and this is the bad Hulk in my opinion, Kill Bill Volume 1 also was released. And in sports, we had LeBron James had his first high school game for the first time ever played on ESPN, and he was going to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft to the Cleveland Cavaliers. This was also the year of Steve Bartman and Sammy Sosa's cork bat. Bill Parcells was named head coach of the Cowboys in this year. The San Antonio Spurs won the NBA title. Balco came up to appear in headlines of sports for baseball about steroid use in baseball. Michael Jordan finally retired from basketball for real. In the Super Bowl, New England Patriots won that. The World Series was won by the Florida Marlins. In NCAA basketball, Syracuse won. In NCAA football, the BCS had LSU winning the national championship, and in the AP poll, the USC won. Now, the BCS was supposed to keep this from happening, but apparently they didn't. Reggie Bush played for the USC, and Matt Leinart also played for USC this year. LSU, Dwayne Bowe played, and Joseph Addai played for LSU. In the NFL, the number one pick overall was Carson Palmer. The number three pick was Andre Johnson. The Chicago Bears in this year drafted Rex Grossman, Michael Haynes, and Lance Briggs. Here with and that is what will be the year 2003. All right, here we go into year 9 of the symposium. But before I do, a couple things that I probably missed. And that is the fact that last year was Joe Avery's first year. Sorry about that, Joe. I missed you. And on top of that, Mick, Rich Steed's brother, also joined us for that year. So I guess I missed both of those. I apologize for that. So on to year 9. And finally, the CCMP has come back to Alpha. That's right, we are back in Alpha. We have decided that the cabins are a little too small and that the Camelot campground is a little bit too highbrow for us. Not really. Actually, we didn't like it, so we came back. And they also put air conditioning in at the Legion Hall. That is also why we came back for this year. Joining us this year is Glenn for the first time, along with Kyle, Aaron's or cousin or something. He was 18, so we lowered the age to go. We did not go to Daisy Dukes this year. Nobody was getting married. And in the brochure, it was read that bachelor party. What do you mean there's no bachelor party? What the hell have Carlson and Dwin been doing for the past year? Don't they know it's our moral obligation to make sure hardworking women at Daisy Dukes have money to put themselves through college? But never fear, the word is that Doug may save us next year. That was that. That was the statement in the I sound like fucking Porky Pig. But you know what? I'm leaving it in here because I don't care, because apparently you think I repeat myself too much as it is. But that is what it was in the Year 9 brochure. Also, I believe that this was one of the bigger years that we had of the symposium, in which we had 25 guys, which is a long way from where this started 9 years ago. 9 years ago, when we started, it was about 10 guys at most. We are now at 25 guys. So we have grown quite a bit. On top of that, this is the first year that we will be playing Texas Hold'em for our World Series of Poker. Well, not so much our actual World Series of Poker, but we are going to play a Texas Hold'em tournament for the first time. This is also the point where Texas Hold'em has taken over as becoming a very, very popular thing for TV and stuff. With Robert Vrocconi winning the World Series of Poker this year, it kind of started as that, with the amateurs winning the World Series of Poker. Robert Vrocconi won with Queen 10. He ran out. That was his hot two cards for that entire weekend. The following year, which I should bring up and I may start to bring up, was the year that actually made the entire thing take off, and that was Chris Moneymaker, and he was probably considered the first internet poker star to win the main event of the World Series of Poker, which started this whole Texas Hold'em run for us. We started playing our tournament at this point. And with that, Rush won our very first World Series of Poker Texas Hold'em tournament. Now, this is an odd thing, because he still to this day still plays this off, as Rush is actually a much better card player than he leads on to. He pretends that he doesn't know what's going on quite a bit, and he lures you into believing that he doesn't, like I said, you know what, I'm going to keep repeating myself, so fuck you guys, I'm tired, I deal with the fact that I repeat myself. So, like I said, he tends to play up the fact that he doesn't know what's going on, but he really does. And he won the first World Series of Poker this year. Or not the first World Series of Poker, but the first Texas Hold'em tournament that we had. Now, this is year we also played golf on Friday morning. Now, I'm not positive that this is the point where it happened, or if this is when it happened. There is a picture of this in which Glenn, this is his first year with us, we went out, we were back at Windmill playing golf, and he had a tendency, he apparently took a swing at a golf ball and he lost his club and it went into the water, or he threw it into this lake of water, and he ended up going into this pond to get his club back, is what happened with that. I know there, I didn't see it, and I know Aaron didn't see it, but there is a picture of him going in at, and as a matter of fact, we called it Our Lady of the Lake with him going in after this. Another little thing was that, like I said, we did not go to Duke's this year. There was no bachelor party for this year, so there was no going to Daisy Duke's. They did end up going over to the bar back over in Woodhall for the evening, some of them. Now, some of us just stayed and played cards, but none of us really may have gone over to see the bar to drink over there, because we just stayed and drank and played cards at the Legion Hall. Now, one of the funny things was is Dwin was being was he had dyed his beard, his goatee blue at this time. I believe he was actually working in a minor league federation of world of wrestling. He was doing some pro wrestling. He was managing a couple guys, but he was working in that. We did go play paintball again this year. I know that there were several. As a matter of fact, I believe they may have this may. I don't know if this was the first year that we got the speed that there was an actual speedball course on this or not, where they had inflatables, obstacles on the course or not. I'm not sure if this was the year that they'd started that they built this course or not, or else it was just a small course. It was a more of a speed course. It was meant to be a little bit smaller and play a little faster, like the way we play is any different. Now, I believe there was a picture of me, as I know that this happened while we were playing, in that I was going against Adam and I ended up getting shot in the face. Now, I had this full face mask on, but I ended up getting shot in the face, and you could taste the paintball, and it's just disgusting. It tastes like you get a mouthful of soap. It was just kind of gross. And there's even a picture of me holding up the mask with the spot on the mask, and then you could still see the spot in my face because it went through the breathing vents on the mask. Now, this was not much. Now, we, and of course, they claimed that there was a, not that betting would be allowed, but the over-under on Mini JT or RJ getting hit 72 times, and that's in four games, they said maybe we can talk Bill into providing oxygen tanks for this year also, because we were starting to get a little bit old and, well, some of us were getting a little bit old, and I remember, I don't know if I said it this year, but I know I'd said it close to these years as I started to go, I'm too old, I'm too fat, and I'm too slow, so I didn't attempt to get out of the way a lot of times for pictures, or for shooting. So we played that. Nothing really eventful happened in paintball that year that I can think of. Like I said, I know I have a story for the next year, and I'm pretty sure that that was the year that that took place. But that's next year, and I know that I'm getting into it. And again, fuck you guys, because the fact that I repeat myself. Anyways, as I said, they went over to the bar in Woodhall, to the bar that we found over there. I know that we were playing cash games and stuff, and again, fuck you guys, because I know I'm repeating myself. Anyways, they came back a little while later and brought some of the people that were still living in town over there that were at the bar with them, guys that we had met in previous years when the thing was at Tony's in Woodhall. Well, they brought them back. And, of course, along with them, with the people that came, was the Whores on the Porch returned. Yes, it was the return of Whores on the Porch. You know, like I said, this is probably going to be a very short one because I don't remember a lot of what happened in year nine. And I don't have other information with me in this particular time. I do know that Rich was still there and he was making breakfast for us at this time. In our brochure for this year, our brochure of this year and the events, there was a meal preparation and it says, "You may not consider this an event, but if you have never watched Rich try to cook for 20 plus hungover or still drunk, fat, tired, cranky men at 7:30 in the morning, who know they are about to get pummeled by Adam at paintball, you've never seen an artist at work." Now, on top of this, Rich is hungover and drunk also. So that is something that is a sight to be seen. Now, our World Series of Poker, as I've said in the past, It's not so much poker anymore as it is 727 with red cards as minus half is not poker, but still the highlight of the weekend. And all right, I know my memory is apparently getting worse as we get closer to the ones that have just recently happened. But with that, I will have to say that now I can't remember if it was this year or not. As a matter of fact, I believe this was one of the years that it looked like my deal with the devil had finally been broken, in the fact that I don't believe I finished in the money this year. And I continued to play in every round all the way through, but I did not place in the money, and I just pretty much kept playing all the way through and didn't really care, but I just kept playing. Now, I do remember that I did get knocked out of the Texas Hold'em tournament fairly kind of early this time, and as soon as I was knocked out, I just began drinking. So that might be part of the reason that I don't remember a lot of the early portion of this. And like I said, I don't remember. I believe I fell out of the money a little bit, so I don't believe I finished in any of the kind of money. So, and again, fuck you guys. I keep repeating myself. Bite me. With that, I will bring this portion of the symposium thing to a close. I'm sorry I don't have a few more stories for it, but that's the way it goes. And the winner of the CCMP World Series of Poker this year was Tony Babcock. All right. With that, I end this portion of the CCMP podcast, or at least about the symposium story. All right, so as I now try to bring this podcast to a close, I have a little thing here from one of the brochures that I'm going to read, and it is called, let's see here, it's called Major Events That Have Occurred Since the Chicago Cubs Won Their Last World Series. Both radio and TV were invented. 14 teams were added to the Major League Baseball. George Bird celebrated his 10th, 20th, 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th, 90th, and 100th birthdays. Halley's Comet has passed the Earth twice. The NBA, NHL, and NFL were formed, and Chicago teams won championships in each league. The U.S. fought in two world wars, the Korean War, Vietnam War, and two Persian Gulf Wars. Man landed on the moon. 16 U.S. presidents were elected. A couple more have been added since then. 11 amendments added to the Constitution. Prohibition was created and repealed. The Titanic was built, sailed, sank, and rediscovered, and they made a movie about it. Flagpoles were erected at Wrigley Field roof to hold all the team's future World Series pennants, which have since rusted and been taken down. A combination of 41 summer and winter Olympics have been held. 13 baseball players have won the Triple Crown. The Chicago White Sox, Cleveland Indians, Boston Red Sox, and Florida Marlins all have won World Series. What next, the Expos? No, because they are now the Nationals, Washington Nationals. So they might, but they're the Washington Nationals. The Expos will not win a World Series before the Cubs do. The Cubs played almost 15,000 regular season games, losing the majority of them. Alaska, Arizona, Hawaii, Oklahoma, and New Mexico were admitted into the Union. So that is some stuff that had happened since the last time they'd won the World Series. You know what? I don't have a whole lot more for this one, and that I apologize. Hopefully the next one, in which I will be getting out here soon, because I need to really get this going, will be up and going shortly hereafter. But with that said, I am going to leave with the CCMP motto, as always. If you're a man, you'll understand.